Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Americans express high enthusiasm for renewable energy sources like wind and solar, and according to a Gallup survey, a growing number think the U.S. should put less emphasis on fossil fuels like oil and coal. But those same Americans also wonder whether transforming to green energy would benefit their personal budgets and the U.S. economy, as well as it would benefit the environment. Steve Malink, author of Fusion Capitalism, A Clean Energy Vision for Conservatives, says yes. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Vicki, for having me.
Steve, why have the costs for renewable energy gone down, and do you see the costs being more affordable than fossil fuels over the next few years?
Well, the cost of renewable energy has gone down because of economies of scale. You probably have been hearing and reading about all the solar and wind farms that are being installed across the U.S. and around the world. As a result of the mass production of these new technologies, the costs have come down more than 80% over the last 10 years.
How far away do you think the U.S. is from making clean energy more mainstream in homes and businesses, and what are the main obstacles standing in the way?
Well, renewable energy is going mainstream right now. It's happening as we speak. Again, with all the solar and wind farms being installed, you know, these are being installed primarily by the utilities because they see it as being the lowest cost of energy going forward. And an example would be NextEra. They're the largest producer of renewable energy in our country, and they have usurped Exxon as the largest energy company in America. Exxon was the largest company in value just like 7 or 8 years ago, and now it doesn't even make the S&P 500. So it kind of shows you the disruption that's taking place in the energy industry. Fossil fuels are, you know, kind of seen as the way of the past, and renewable energy is the way of the future.
Why do you think other countries, like in Europe, are ahead of the U.S. in making renewable energy a main part of their culture?
You know, Europe kind of looks longer term, I think, but also they don't hide the external cost of their energy as much as we do in the U.S. And what I mean by that is the cost of fossil fuels to our economy should include the cost to our environment, the cost to our health, the cost to our security as a country. And those costs are not factored into our price of gasoline or price of electric power as much as it is in Europe.
I'm speaking with Steve Malink, author of Fusion Capitalism, A Clean Energy Vision for Conservatives. How beneficial are solar panels to homeowners? Does solar energy use substantially reduce electric bills?
Well, it can totally eliminate your electric bills. I have solar power on my home in Ohio, and, you know, it was sized to cover about 80% of my electric load. There's not much incentive in Ohio to send power back to the grid when the sun is shining, for example, and maybe you're not using much power at your home. When that happens, I'm generating more power than my home uses. It causes the meter to spin backwards, and you're sending green power back to your neighbors. And your utility will credit you for that energy that you're producing and putting on their grid, but they won't credit you the same amount as what you're paying them when you pull power from the grid. But, you know, one of the main messages I would want to give to your audience is that you don't have to put solar panels on your home or your business to benefit. There is an easier way, and that would be to simply buy green power from your utility. Let them be the ones to install the solar farms and wind farms, and then, of course, you're just buying that green power from them. Now, you know, today, it might be a little bit more to do that, you know, a half a cent per kilowatt hour. And what that amounts to on average is about the price of a Starbucks coffee per month. And I'm saying that's on average across the United States. It might be where green power is more than competitive with fossil fuel power. And that's, of course, why utilities are installing it. They're not installing more coal-fired plants. And less are they installing natural gas-fired plants. But anyway, there's easy ways of doing this. Another thing to consider would be the next time you're in the market for a car, consider buying an electric car. And then think of powering that electric car with clean energy rather than with fossil fuel energy. And that's the way the world is going. We want to electrify our homes and our cars and then power everything we're doing with clean energy.
How can businesses be sold on the benefits of using renewable energy?
Well, they already are based on the lowest cost of energy. Solar and wind is more and more becoming the lowest cost of energy in the country and in the world. And of course, that is why the utilities are installing it more and more. But another reason that businesses should consider doing this is to enhance their brand. Nothing is more important than the brand for a company. You know, what is their reputation? And more big companies, successful companies, want to be seen as being beneficial to society. They want to be seen as being on the right side of history when it comes to climate change, for example. And that's why you have companies like Apple, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and so many of the other leading companies. They are installing these solar farms themselves rather than buying from a middleman, buying that green power from someone else. So that's the opportunity. We as homeowners and business owners can install these systems ourselves and directly benefit rather than incur the markup from the utility.
Why is the U.S. well-suited for renewable energy production in terms of solar and wind?
Vicki, because we have so much solar and wind available here in our country. Think of, your state in California, how much solar and wind that you have as an energy resource. We should be tapping that more and more. And then think across the rest of the country, the plain states. That's why even in, traditionally conservative states like Texas and Oklahoma, you see, wind farms being installed and more of the solar farms. And we need to do this more and more. We've got more than enough solar and wind to power our economy. And with the advent of battery technologies coming on, they will ensure that we can even power our homes and our cars at night when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing.
What could a big shift to renewable energy and mass producing it do for the U.S. economy?
Well, this is the greatest opportunity of the 21st century. The clean energy revolution, it's going to transform our economy, going from one that's based on fossil fuels to totally renewable energy. And, think of the adjacent technologies, electric cars. Tesla has rocketed in value and is now one of the largest companies in America. And think if we had more companies like Tesla, NextEra, and others that will soon become multi-billion-dollar corporations, adding thousands of jobs to our economy to where we'll be hopefully exporting these technologies and the services behind them to other countries who need to move on to this way of the future as well. The great news is California is helping lead the way with state policy, but also with the companies that I've already mentioned who are helping be leaders for this economy of the future.
I've been speaking with Steve Malink, author of Fusion Capitalism, A Clean Energy Vision for Conservatives. Steve, any last thoughts?
Yeah, I think I've covered everything, Vicki, but thank you very much. Great questions, and I appreciate the opportunity of being on your program.
Thanks for being on the show, and tell us how we can get your book.
Well, you can order it online via Amazon or any of the major book sellers. Again, the name of the book is Fusion Capitalism, A Clean Energy Vision for Conservatives. It's truthfully targeted at conservatives because they have been late to appreciating the benefits and the opportunity of clean energy. But you don't have to be a conservative to see value because, again, the principal message of the book is that the clean energy revolution is the greatest opportunity of the 21st century.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Vicki, thank you.